I'm Thorn Dreyer, and this is Rag Radio. Rag Radio, if my voice cracks a little, you know, that's okay. That's what's happening with my voice right now. I'm Thorn Dreyer. Tracy Schultz is my engineer. Tracy, how are you doing, Bubba?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
I'm saying Bubba because our friend John Hazard is in town from Mexico City, our Mexico City rag blog correspondent, and he wrote on an email that he says, is Austin really part of Texas? He says, I haven't even heard anybody say y'all yet. So everybody all together, y'all.
Y'all.
Okay, and that's the whole crew. We got a big crew here today. First, the business, Rag Radio comes your way every Friday afternoon, 2 to 3 p.m. on Co-op, which is a cooperatively run, all-volunteer community radio station in Austin, Texas. It's a very unique operation, and it's very, very cool. And it's also, we're syndicated, we're rebroadcast on two other stations in Pennsylvania and in Houston. And all shows are put up as podcasts at the Internet Archive. And we're streamed live by all three stations that broadcast us. So all that's very cool. Today, this, for those who didn't know, we're in the middle of the Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's and whatever, Kwanzaa season, and which, of course, Christmas Day is basically a pagan holiday from the old days. So, and so we're observing it. I don't know that how much actual formal relationship there will be to what's being performed here, but we're having a big old music jam, we've got a studio full of musicians, two of the most iconic musicians in Austin who were pioneers in the Austin music scene, and in fact in the whole 60s, 70s music explosion are here, Pal St. John and Spencer Perskin, both of whom have been on this show before. Pal St. John is a member of the Texas Music Hall of Fame, singer, songwriter, musician, performed in Austin in the early 60s with the Waller Creek Boys, a folk blues trio that included Janis Joplin, who later made a hit of Pal's song, Bye Bye Baby. He founded the iconic Austin band St. John and the Conqueror, and it was later just the Conqueror, and when Pal was on before, he was on with Charlie Pritchard, who was then became the backbone or whatever of the Conqueror. I don't know. Whatever he was. And there's lots more. Pal helped founded Mother Earth with Tracy Nelson, which was one of the iconic bands of the 60s and 70s in San Francisco. Spencer Perskin founded Shiva's Headband. Sue Perskin is here too, who I went to high school with and is probably our oldest connection. All these folks in this room were all interconnected from before time. So it's all very cool. Spencer, he was a classical violinist, virtual musician, who studied at North Texas State with Michael Murphy and Steve Frommholz. He helped found Shiva's Headband, which was a pioneering psychedelic blues group. I don't know what you call it, you know, country, all everything. Served as the house band at Austin's original 60s music hall, the Vulcan Gas Company, and were the first group to perform at the historic Armadillo World Headquarters. In fact, they recorded an album, Take Me to the Mountains, which was the first real recording of Austin music at that time, the new Austin music, and the royalties from which helped start, or maybe started, Armadillo World Headquarters. So, also with us, Susan Perskin, Marianne Price, the wonderful Marianne Price, the wonderful Christy Palumbo Foster, and Marion Wizard, the Wizard, is also going to read a sort of Christmas, post-Christmas poem for us, and maybe we'll start out with the Wizard. Marion, are you ready? Why don't you read just to set the tone for us? You can come over to it right here. Marion, I should tell everybody, was one of the founders of the original Rag in 1966, and she doesn't want me to give any more introductions.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Get out of the way. She's pushing me.
We got too many people in the studio, too many good musicians in the studio to bother with saying who the heck we are. Thorn called me up last week and asked me to come on the show, which I was really pleased to do, but I didn't think I had anything that was very festive to read. So I thought about it and decided to write a poem. I wrote this one especially for the program today. It's called Like Chocolate for Spanish. It's the day after Christmas, and all through Mi Casa, the creatures are feasting on bits of dropped masa y flautas, bolillos. Oh, you don't know Spanish? You sure knew enough to make those tamales vanish. If you live in Texas long enough, you're bound to learn this lingo. But don't stop with the food words. Learn some verbos, lazy gringo. Andar, to walk to Bethlehem. Contar, to count, also to tell. Esperar, to wait, to hope. Oír, to hear the Christmas bells. For folks just learning English, let's try to be a good example. We all have minds and we can learn, even if just a tiny sample, of words that greet like comfort foods, unexpected, far from home. Open your mouth. Abra tu boca. Make someone shy feel less alone. You help me and I'll help you. Ayúdame. We both will grow. Catch it. Also, aprender, to learn. Isn't that our destino? A language fenced, officialized, static, mandatory, dies. Tres Reyes coming, who'd have thought? 12 days of Christmas after all. And at the end, tres leches cake, where New Year's diets crash and fall. La Reconquista marches on, like all armies, on its belly. Teach Spanish to every Texas child, and pasa the jalapeno jelly.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Marion Wizard, the inimitable Marion Wizard. We're gonna do a lot of music today. We're not gonna have dryer yapping very much. I do want to mention that it's been it's now, especially for those of us who are older, like, you know, mostly all of us in here except Tracy.
I'm old enough.
And he's old enough. Seems like there's passings all the time. That's what's going to happen. We want to bid a fond adieu to the great Joe Cocker. One of the great influences one of the people that I loved the most in the whole music revival of our early era back in the days, and somebody who I think was really unique, an incredible performer. No one will ever forget his performance at Woodstock, that just put him on the map, but we miss him. We already miss him. And we're going to talk in a little while about John Clay, who was an Austin musician, who just recently passed. Christy, did I leave out Christy?
No, you
before
didn't.
When I introduced
you
it, I said,
me. Thank
Christy
you.
Palumbo Foster. Christy, has actually written, sort of an obituary, for John Clay. And why not, before we perform, why don't you tell us a little bit about who John Clay was?
Well, John Clay was a songwriter, a linguist, a journalist. He came from Stamford, Texas, in around 1960, I believe, to Austin. And he and his buddy Leo Sullivan, who also recently
passed away. Yes.
Put together a band called John Clay and the Lost Austin Band. And they were together, well, I don't know. How long would you say they were together, Powell? I moved here in 76 and they were going strong.
Yeah, I was gone by then.
And you were gone by then. So they have two albums that one was produced by Bob Tom Reed, who was in Shiva's Headband, and the other was Francis Moray, who produced the second album.
Wow.
And we're working on a songbook of John's. John wrote probably about 100 songs.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a songbook to publish to get more of his music out.
I should add, because I'm one that comes at it not from the musical direction, or certainly from the musical direction, but by the way, don't anyone ever ask me to sing, please, for your own benefit. But John Clay was also a real character.
Yes, he was.
Had a kind of, I mean, he was this big, tall, gangly guy who wore usually a blue jeans and a white T-shirt, mm-hmm. He sang kind of, a lot of the time at least, kind of almost in a monotone, a little bit like, Tommy Smothers. or something. Some people say, you know, I mean, just a little bit. And he played the banjo, and he played the banjo quite well. And we all remember when our friend Gary Thayer ran for president of the student body at the University of Texas as an SDS candidate, crazy radical person who ended up being supported by not only SDS, but the Young Democrats, the Young Republicans, and the Young Americans for Freedom, because he was raising issues, which was something that no one else had ever done on the campus who ran for student government. Anyway, he wrote a song for Gary Thayer, and unfortunately, none of us here can exactly remember the lyrics, but he would stand out on the UT campus in the West Mall with all these people going by, and was playing his banjo and saying, you know, this wonderful, weird anthem for Gary Thayer's campaign.
I'll have to send you the lyrics sometime. Yeah. Yeah, it was his campaign song. Thayer's, that's right.
Yeah, Marion can sing it.
No, I know just one verse.
Okay, so that lays a little groundwork. And we're going to play some John Clay music at our transitions. So I want you guys to make some music now that I've done what I said I wasn't going to do, which was to talk a lot. So, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Powell?
You're asking me?
That's right.
Well,
that's what I'm doing.
Could do one of these.
Well, how about the John Clay song?
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, this is one that I wrote for about John. It was a new thing for me to write about another songwriter, but John's such a special kind of guy. I just thought he was worthy of a song. So let me find my harmonica here. This one's in G. Mm-hmm. Well, he came down from Austin, Texas, north of Abilene. With a banjo on his knee, with a pocket full of songs to sing and a personal point of view. Those Austin folks have never heard nor seen John Clay. John Clay. His songs and stories will never fade away. John Clay.
John Clay.
Yes, indeed. Folks have better listen to what you have to say. He's told us down the road to Mingus and the ants and run away. They're the goals of callers of our days. Not out to make a lot of money, not just to be cool. Played him like that cause he felt that way. John Clay.
John Clay.
His songs and stories will never fade away. John Clay.
John Clay. John Clay.
Yeah, folks better listen to what you have to say. I hope one day they'll put a statue on the town lake shore. John Clay standing 8 feet tall. You'll be frailing on his banjo and shouting out a tune. He'll be an Austin landmark evermore. John Clay, like Stevie Ray. His songs and stories will never fade away. John Clay.
John Clay.
Yeah, folks, you better listen to what you have to say. Yeah, folks, you better listen to what you have to say.
John Clay, Tracy.
Yeah, there you go.
I wrote that because I didn't think John got enough attention, especially for his writing, which if you get to see the poetry that he produced, it's not only just song poetry, it's more than that.
Right, right.
The music is also unique, but the poetry is maybe a little bit easier to appreciate in its uniqueness. The music always... Well, John wasn't a great banjo player.
He wasn't a great singer either.
Anybody ever heard John Clay?
Yes, he was.
Would have heard him stop doing a song and say, wait a minute, and then start over from the beginning, even if he's on the last verse.
That was performed by Powell St. John, written by Powell St. John, backed up by Christy Foster and the whole gang on the John Clay chorus. I first remember John Clay from the folk sing. When I first came up to Austin, one of the first things that kind of pulled me into stuff that was going around was before was it Threadgills or was it after it was Threadgills? It was in the Student Union.
It was in the Student Union.
At the University of Texas.
Just as you went in the south entrance.
Right. And there was a big room and everybody would sit around in a circle on the floor and would go around the group.
That's right.
Singing, I say we would go around the group. I sat there. I didn't. John Clay, Janis Joplin. Yeah. Powell St. John.
Terry Owens,
who was our dear friend, who later was music writer for Space City in Houston, which I helped edit. So anyway, there's a lot of people who became forces in various ways.
That's right.
And so forth.
Michael Nesmith visited. Huh? Michael Nesmith visited one day.
One of the monkeys?
San Antonio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
right.
Really?
Before he was a monkey.
Yeah, before
he looked just like a person then.
Well, this is an important distinction, so I'm right, so. Okay, we're going to go to break. Is there something short we can play for about 2 minutes before? Does anybody have any idea, or shall we go to break and then come back? Don't want to do anything?
Piccolo will.
Women Rule the World?
Yeah, Women Rule the World's probably shorter than Piccolo.
Let's see, that one is in what key?
That's in D.
In D. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you can do it in D or
not. Do you want to change it?
Yeah, let's try it in G. I think we did that the other night.
Oh, okay, yeah, there was one that...
Okay. Tracy, they're using up all their time just figuring out...
Uh-oh. No.
That's short, huh?
It's the artist's...
Prerogative.
Prerogative. You can fade me out if you want to.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we might fade you out.
High school girl thought that she was something else, and now I'll tell the world she never even noticed me. But she played in the high school band, and every time the band would play, I would always be on hand. I love the way you played the piccolo.
Sorry.
I love the way you played the piccolo. I love the way you played the piccolo, Sarah Jean. Like every adolescent kid, such thoughts went through my brain, led me into doing things Pop said I'd go insane. Thought about her night and day, and sometimes in between, soloed on the Stars and Stripes forever in my dreams.
I love
the way
you played the piccolo.
I love
the way
you played the piccolo.
I love the way
you played the piccolo, Sarah Jean. There were rumors that I heard, made me moan and groan. as she boogied on the band bus all the way to San Antonio. She soloed with the coronet. They said she liked his hair. Well, I believe it had to be because he was first chair. And
I love the way you played the piccolo.
Oh, I love the way you played the piccolo.
I love the way
you played the piccolo, Sarah Jean. She went out with the sousaphone. That guy was such a big. It was rumored the attraction was because his axe was big. Hey, but every rumor that I heard, I just dismissed as lies. Ever she will always be perfection in my eyes. Cause
I love the way you played the piccolo.
Yes,
I love the way
you played the piccolo. Oh,
I love the way
you played the piccolo. Oh, Sarah Jean.
Okay, we went.
Well, you went a little long.
I did. Oh, it's okay. Okay, Tracy Schultz, we were listening to John Clay there, I believe. So. What were we listening to?
That was Flying Red Horse.
Flying Red Horse.
Flying Red Horse.
When he spent some time in Dallas.
Okay.
When he was a kid, yeah.
And before that, we were listening to, before the break, Pal St. John backed by Christy Foster. And we were playing a little piccolo, although we weren't actually playing a little piccolo.
I'm playing the piccolo on this thing.
He's playing the piccolo on his harp, his harmonica.
No. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay, I'm Thorne Dreyer. This is Rag Radio. My guests are an all-star group, mm-hmm. a jam band performing together for the first time. The Rag Radio Ad Hoc Holiday Jam Band.
Yippee!
Woo! Woo! Pal St. John, member of the Texas Music Hall of Fame, and founder of the original Conqueror, St. John and the Conqueror, and of, Mother Earth with Tracy Nelson, Spencer Perskin, who, founded the legendary, Shiva's Head Band, one of the Austin's first recording, band, Susan Perskin, who was involved with, he's involved with Spencer Perskin, and a singer for Shiva's Head Band, Marianne Price, Christy Foster, and Marion Wizard, who's just who's here to, at this point, to cackle. Although Marion's going to actually sing a song in a minute. So. Okay, let's go immediately to some music. Spencer, what do we want to do?
I'm going to do. We're going to do a song called Mr. Butts. It's not a John Clay song, but I think John might have gotten a kick out of it.
Okay.
You know, John, the first time I met John, you know, he was soliciting votes for the ugliest man on campus contest. They were trying to get Janis Joplin, you know, elected. I thought it was kind of weird.
That wasn't nice.
He was freezing out there, and I said, you know, can I bring you something hot to, you know. And he said, yeah, I'll have some tea, but bring it with a fork and not a spoon or I won't accept it. And he went into a long diatribe about why a fork was better to stir the tea with. That was my introduction.
Very thick tea. Spencer Perskin.
So put another nail in your coffin, like you seem to do so often. Life is just a gamble, you always like to say, while Mr. Butts is taking your very breath away. King Jesse at the helm rings the bell of a ship that's bound like a hound for hell. In the silent darkness, watch the embers of your burning coal, while Mr. Butts and Mr. Death gamble for your soul. You can't deny it all, my friend. Up till the very end, Mr. Butts will fill your life with everything it lacks, as long as you can keep ignoring scientific facts. Ooh. Are you crazy? Are you stupid? How you stick to your denial? Or just some sick, depressive, manic nut that's simply suicidal? Put another nail in your coffin. Never mind the way you are coughing. Mr. Butts will stand by you, laughing up his sleeve. 'Cause after all, his only price is every breath you breathe.
Spencer Perskin with Susan Perskin. All right. Wonderful.
I had never had to check it out with Gary Trudeau, so I'm not sure, you know, what the feedback might be.
Well,
we don't have any tobacco sponsors.
So, yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
Wouldn't,
so.
Would you?
Okay, let's do something else. What do we want to do? Can we do something that gets everybody involved?
Right track now, we've got...
And I hope we're going to get Spencer on the violin.
Well,
some point
I didn't
too.
Bring it.
Oh, you didn't bring your violin.
We tried to hook it up.
Okay.
I could try to fake it, I guess.
Yeah, can you just make violin, make fiddle noises?
I can make a harmonica sound, but we've already got one of those.
Oh, why don't we... You want to do right track now? Everybody see.
Well, I guess
that.
So. If everybody can play along.
Sorry. My husband, Dan Foster, was going to come down to play his fiddle or mandolin or what have you, banjo, but he got stuck in a work situation.
A work situation.
Yeah, and I thought he might just pop in, but I don't see him yet.
Excuse me, but what did Maynard Krebs say? Marion? What did Maynard Krebs say when it came to work?
Work!
Work! All right. Good old man. There's another reference that'll go over the heads of anybody whatever. I don't know. Okay.
Well, I ought to preface this song a little bit. It's called Women Rule the World. Oh. I'll try not to scramble the lyrics, but my lips keep getting in the way of my voice. But I wrote it because I began to think about it and how much I owe to all the women I've known and how much extending that to, I bet every guy in the world has at least as many women he owes everything to as I do. And then it occurred to me, well, geez, women rule the world. And so that's why I wrote this song.
Unfortunately, they just don't get paid like they do. So.
This is true.
In G,
but,
right?
In G.
Okay.
It's just, I'll just start off saying.
Okay.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. Women rule the world. All you dudes at best admit it, women rule the world. Men chase whores, men make wars, they argue over apple cores. And all the while, the truth, of course, is women rule the world. Chorus, women rule the world. Women rule the world. Women rule the world, they rule the world. Now, whether it is with feminine wives or brute intimidation, women in their dainty hands hold the fate of nations. With a near kiss and a rolling bed or a frying pan upside your head, it's one or the other. Like I said, women rule the world. Women rule the world. Women rule the world. Women rule the world, they rule the world. You think you guys are in control, you might as well admit it. Women's got us by the balls, and you might as well forget it. Whether in Congress on Capitol Hill or in a motel in Pflugerville, still they'll bend us to their will. Women rule the world, all of it, everybody. Women rule the world. Women rule the world. They rule the world.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Palace St. John and the whole dang crew.
They're responsible for everything.
They're responsible for everything. So, okay, very cool. I think this is a lot of fun. It's a substantial departure from what we usually do. Well, I mean, we have a lot of music. We have a lot of musicians, but we usually try to talk a whole lot. So, but this is kind of fun. This is fun doing it this way. Okay, we've got 3 minutes until we need to take another break. Three to four, we could go four. So what? Let's do another one. Let's do something else. What do you want to do? Spencer, you have an idea?
Yeah. I got a song called Country Boy we could do. That'd be nice, to appropriate for remembering John Ma.
Okay. Speak into the mic there, Bubba.
Kind of a city country boy. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Once I was a country boy, never did I roam. Never had no worries in them days. I'm in the city, I'm so far away from home. Wish I could just make it go away. Though I long for my home in the country, where I want to be. My soul's been sold by this big city life, and the country boy's all I want to be. Tell my good old neighbors that I will be back soon. Coming down the highway at my pace. Soon I'll see the homestead underneath that Texas moon. Soon I'll see my sweetheart face to face. Oh, I long for my home in the country, where I want to be. My soul's been sold by this big city life. And come
country boy's all I want to be.
Spencer Perskin is a person. You know, Spencer's, we've always thought he's just a country boy. He was a country boy with a big freaking beard. And
you know, as a country boy, was born in Brooklyn, you know.
Well, there's that.
Depends on what country you're talking about.
Well, that's as James, that's James Baldwin said, another country. So, okay, that was fun. All right, we're going to break. I'm Thor Dreyer. This is Rag Radio.
I believe so.
John Clay, okay, here's my question. How many people in this room did not go to San Francisco at some point during the 60s and 70s?
Me.
Christy.
I did not.
And Toby. All right. and Marion.
I didn't go live there.
Yeah. But that was John Clay as troubadour, as news reporter,
mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
From about the San Francisco reality, mm-hmm. San Francisco
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
Okay. We're honoring John. One of the things we're doing today is honoring John Clay, who passed away
December 17th.
December 17th.
Yeah.
Longtime fixture on the Austin music scene, a kind of pioneer in the early days of Austin music, kind of a troubadour, mm-hmm. I guess you could really say, a songwriter. And my guest, this is Thorn. I'm Thorn Dreyer, by the way. If anybody forgot, this is Rag Radio. And my guests are Pal St. John, Spencer Perskin, Susan Perskin, Marianne Price, Christy Palumbo Foster, and Marion Wizard. And it's kind of the, I don't remember what I called it the first time, but we can have a different name for it every time. The Rag Radio, you know, a wondrous pickers and singers band. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, before we get going on another, before we play something more, I would like for Marion Wizard to sing her Christmas song. Yeah, we're crazy, but that's what makes this fun. She has to dig it out. She's digging. There she's digging. Now she's unfolding.
It's kind of embarrassing with all these Texas Music Hall of Fame. I'm sitting next to and Spencer and Susie and Mary and all the people whose music I really love. But I some of the poems that I write do turn out to be kind of songs. And so this is a song for everybody who didn't get quite everything that they want for Christmas this year. Rich man worry about a stock market crash. Poor man says I'm temporarily flat out of cash. Well, don't you know the cream rises and I want me some cream. Gonna keep on dreaming the dream. Times are hard, but times have been hard before. And I just don't believe that's the wolf at my door. Build my house out of bricks, but there's straw in the seams. Got to keep on dreaming my dreams. Yeah, the cream rises. Yeah, the cream rises. But life always hands us surprises. Life is just full of surprises. Had a job, then they said, you don't work here no more. What a slob, I felt bad walking out of the door. Now I say it's a good thing, I like me some beans. Gonna not stop dreaming my dreams. Life is short and we're not coming again. Do your part, tell the truth, try to be a good friend. Travel light, learn to fight, and keep your nose clean. Keep on dreaming your dream. Yeah, the cream rises. Yeah, the cream rises. But life always hands us surprises. Life is just full of surprises. Rich man worry about a stock market crash. Poor man says I'm temporarily flat out of cash. Don't you know the cream rises and I want me some cream. Gonna keep on dreaming my dreams.
Hey, Marion Wizard. Wonderful. Of course, we're sure that Marion got everything she wanted for Christmas.
Got a new poem, got a new song.
There you go. Okay, that was wonderful. I love that. All right. So with that establishing our mood, what are we, how Amazing Grace? what do you guys want to do?
Right track now and see.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I wrote this one time when I was feeling okay. It's supposed to be a letter to my girlfriend.
I got words,
writing you this letter says I'm feeling better, getting used to spending all my nights alone. I don't worry about it, I can do without it, 'cause you see I know I'm on the right track now. Got my consolation, my anticipation, keeps me smiling every time I think your way. I see morning showers while away my hours, yet you see I know I'm on. Come to see me, that would really free me. Tell me what the trip you took has done for you. Come and be my love. I think you'll discover that I'm like the zephyr down the right track now. Like the zephyr down the right track now.
Paul St. John.
Thank you. Thank
Christy Palumbo Foster.
Thanks for the applause.
Very sweet. Mary Ann Price, why don't you sing something for us?
Can you play Cowhand?
What key?
C?
Probably.
Oh, we can do that.
Just give me a little C.
I hope so.
I'm going to sing a song written by Johnny Mercer, not by John Clay or Paul St. John. But they like it. They both liked it. I know John liked it, and he still likes it.
I like it because it's my story.
Right. You are from the Rio Grande.
I love all those things.
Rio Grande. And it kind of goes like, da-da-da. Give me a sing. Do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- this morning from the Rio Grande. This is morning, isn't it? But my legs ain't bald, no. And my cheeks ain't tan. Woo. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow. I never roped a steer because I don't care how. Sure ain't fixin' to start it now. Yippee-i-o-ki-ay. Yippee-i-o-ki-ay. I'm an old cowhand. I'm from the Rio Grande. And I learned to ride before I learned to stand. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go. Cause I learned them all from the radio. Yippee-i-o-ki-ay.
One more of those.
Yippee-i-o-ki-ay.
It's the ending now. Play one.
Cowhand, I'm from the Rio Grande, and I'm right here at KOOP. I come to hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know. Big corral where the doggies go. Learned them all from my daddy-o. Yippee-i-o-ki-ay. Yippee-i-o-ki-ay. It's a big ending here. Yippee-i-o-ki-ay. Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Okay, one. Marianne Price.
Clap for myself on that.
Oh, wonderful. That was great. Let's do something else with everybody. With Marianne singing, with Sue. Is there anything else we can do, you guys can do? I mean,
what did we used to do?
Yeah.
Anybody remember?
I've
been trying to remember what I used to do, but I've forgotten it all.
Stealing song? That's what Janice used to do. I know that.
You know it.
I don't know all the words.
You could do Bye Bye Baby, or you could
do Bye Bye Baby.
Bye Bye Baby.
Bye Bye Baby.
Bye Bye Baby.
You can do it.
Okay, what key? I mean, I could try, but I don't.
You got to try.
And I don't know the new version either.
No.
I just know the older version.
How about you?
The new version's easier to play.
Okay. written by Powell St. John, made famous by Janis Joplin.
So what key was it in?
They tell me it was in D, but I don't believe it.
The key of dog.
G.
He's playing in G.
The John Clay key. John played a lot of his songs in G.
I got to remember how it goes. You know, I rewrote this song a few years ago and put a different tune to it. So I'll play you the traditional one.
Yeah, do
the like the one Janice did as well as I can. But let's see.
That'd be good. Sing it.
Bye, my baby, bye-bye. I may be seeing you around, I change my living standard and I move uptown. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. So long now, honey, so long. Yes, and if I do, okay, I'll see you in the funny paper some old day. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. I know that you got things to do and places to be. I guess I'll have to find the thing in place for me. I might wind up out on the street or sleep beneath a tree. Still, you always said that I should go. So, hold long now, honey, so long. Yes, and if I do, okay, I'll see you in the funny paper some old day. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, I guess you know you're on your own. I guess you just got lost somewhere out on the world and left me here to face it all alone.
That was a truncated version.
It was a truncated version of Take Me to the Mountains. Okay, we've got about 3 minutes. Since we're into chestnuts, why don't we close out with Take Me to the Mountains?
Okay.
Wouldn't do it.
In all this land of folks and trees that I didn't ever see, it was like my own reflection by sound. And the best part, that's a journey that is now for me. And the things that are to see and understand. Take me to the mountains, if you please. I will gladly trade the cement for the trees. Take me by the hand. Take me to the land. It's the only thing I really understand. Now it's plain the pain that's on their faces wasn't meant to be. Oh no, the city's made a mess out of their dream. They need some place to grow and breathe, some distances to see. But that's what's known as progress, so it seems. Take me to the mountains if you please. I will gladly trade the cement for the trees. Take me by the hand, take me to the land. It's the only thing I really understand. It's the only thing I really understand.
Take me to the mountains. I have to tell you, this was one of our anthems. Shiva's Headband and the Conqueror used to play at the Rag Benefits, the original Rag, the old 60s underground newspaper, the Rag. They were our fellow travelers. And Spencer, that's and Sue, it's so wonderful to hear that. It's so wonderful to have all of you guys together here. This has been a delight. I want to thank Toby St. John. I want to thank Roger Baker, who's taking still pictures. I want to thank Patrick McGarrigle, who's got a video set up here, and the whole crew, Pal St. John, Spencer Perskin, Susan Perskin, Mary Ann Price, Christy Palumbo Foster, and the one and only Marion Wizard. Okay, it's been a lot of fun. This is Rag Radio. I'm Thorne Dreyer.